Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Five-time All-Star, former Golden State Warrior. You know him, you love him. Good friend of the program, Tim Hardaway with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Tim, we always appreciate your time, man. How's life treating you?
Hey, man, life is great, man. I can't complain. Good morning to you, fellas.
Good morning to you as well, and thank you so much for joining the show. Let's start with this. A little over halfway through the season as we get set to approach the All-Star break here, the Warriors find themselves at 12-43. I don't think the expectations were very high this year given the injuries and everything they're going through. If we're looking for some silver linings here based on what we've seen throughout the course of the season, what jumps out to you? Promising, silver linings, optimism, what do you got?
Well, what I have is that the Splash Brothers will be back. They probably won't be back this year, but they will be back. And that is, the uptake for everything, when they went down and then when Steph got hurt early in the season, you know that it was going to be bleak and, it was going to be an outside chance of them making the playoffs. But with them two playing and then, Draymond playing, anything can happen. So, but as of right now, it's very optimistic. The Warriors, I don't think will make the playoffs and everybody knows that. And I've got to be comfortable with that. But the upside of everything is that they will be back next year. I don't know if Steph want to come back this year. If he wants to come back this year and play a little bit, have some fun, enjoy himself, and just get in rhythm for next year, he can. But why not wait until next year, next season, and come back and healthy 100% with Clay and everybody healthy and let's start from scratch.
The D'Angelo Russell experiment lasted just a little more than 40 games, but Andrew Wiggins comes in via the trade. How do you think that Andrew Wiggins will eventually mesh with Steph, Clay, and Draymond when they're all on the floor together?
Well, I said this a long time ago, just like Steve Kerr said it the other day. I never thought D'Angelo Russell fitted with the Golden State Warriors and what they was trying to do. D'Angelo Russell, he plays his own way. He's a methodical player. You're not going to speed him up. You're not going to get him to do anything that he doesn't want to do. He's a great ball player. He can score the basketball. He can find people. He can make plays, which is great. But, you need a guy on that team with Steph and with Clay that, just going to play basketball. I think that D'Angelo needed the basketball. I think he needs the basketball in his hand. If he doesn't have the basketball in his hand, then he's not going to be effective. With Wiggins, a lot of people don't understand. I talked to some people a long time ago when he first came into the league. Wiggins is not a player that wants the spotlight. He just wanted to come in and just play the game of basketball. Everybody put this guy on a pedestal and wanted him to be that number one guy, wanted him to be that superstar. He is that guy that wants to play the way he needs to play to help the team. If he scores 25 points, he scores 25 points. But he's not going to carry a team and put him on his back and carry him through the playoffs and through the season. He's a guy that's going to fit on the team, which is a great situation for him with the Golden State Warriors. He's going to be the third or fourth fiddle on that team. They only thing they want him to do is come play the way he's been playing his whole career, and that's going 22, 25 points a game, which is great for them. And at times, he's going to hit the dagger. He's going to take over games at times, and that's the way he plays, and that's the way his demeanor is. And he's going and the way that the Warriors and how they their team and their development of players are, he's going to fit right in with the Splash Brothers, right in with Draymond Green. And you got to understand, Draymond has to understand, the kid is fragile. okay? The kid is fragile. He's not that, you know, he didn't come from Chicago. He didn't come from New York where you could take criticism. You're going to get in my face and talk smack to me. You know, I'm going to get back in your face. You got to be careful with this kid because this kid might bag down. He might get up under a rock and you might not see him for a couple of months. So you got to be careful what you say and choose your fights and choose your arguments with this kid, to a minimum. So that's what they have to do. But the kid, I think he's in a great situation. I think he's going to love his situation. I think he's going to flourish in this situation with the Golden State Warriors once everything is whole.
Timmy, you're actually right, and you could have played in any era because you had that dog and that swag. You had swag before swag was even thought about, the way you handled that rock, Timmy. I used to love watching my man do your thing. I was fortunate enough to play in the other sport, the football, NFL, for 16 seasons. Got in 17 training camps. And my compadre over here, Dan Dibley, he's giving the Warriors an A, and he's talking about because they're losing and because they're going to get probably a high pick. And I agree with him there. But my grade is a little lower. It's like a D or a C, maybe even lower than that, because I look at how'd you get here? And how much am I looking this wrong? How'd you get here? Does this people are not, you know, and I understand it's a great organization, but you think about guys like Patty McCall. You look at Jordan Bell. You think about Jacob Evans. You look at these different guys that are no longer here. How much was it a development also of these players to get to have a solid bench? And that way you don't have to necessarily be out in free agency making a lot of these splashy moves.
Well, that's what I think is a perfect idea for them. While, you know, everybody's trying to figure it out, these guys are in audition of trying to make the team and trying to be on the team for next season and trying to be a part of something special for next season. You know, you like I said, you got Clay and Curry out, all right? And then you got Draymond in and out, in and out. So it's give these guys time to understand the system, time to grow as a team, time to grow individually and get their games together and understand what's going to happen next year. And this is how we're going to play next year. And we want you to play at your optimum next year. This is just, you know, just like an audition for them to get themselves to understand this is what you need to do.
Sure.
And I think that is great. That if I was them, I'd take and take advantage of all this. All right. And understand that this is my time now to shine and show them I want to be here. And want to be a part of this team, and I can do things that these other guys can't do that they're probably looking at, and show me that, and I show them that. So these guys need to take advantage of the situation, and don't think that you know I'm not going to be here next year, or something else going to happen, or they're looking at somebody else. If you open up the GMIs. And the owner's eyes and the coach's eyes, and you make them like make a decision. You know, hey, he was playing great. We can't let him go. We got to keep him here. That's what you got to do. They let one guy go, my man Kendrick Nunn. They didn't know what they had, you know. So now I think they understand what they have and what they could do with what they got, and they gonna run with it.
Tim Hardaway with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. I saw Timmy Jr. drop 33 the other night against Utah. How much is he liking that Dallas Mavericks team? Luka Doncic is nasty. Kristaps Porzingis, those guys are all coming around. What's he saying about those Mavericks? You got to love watching those guys play.
Man, you know, only thing that team has to do is stay healthy. They lost a big part of their team, though, Dwight Powell. Man, you know, with the Achilles injury to him, they lost a big part of their team, and that guy, he came in, he played great defense, he rebounded the ball, he got people open, and when he picked, he rolled to the rim for dunks. So that's a big part of the game that they're gonna miss. But everybody else got to stay healthy. I think they picked up a good guy, Willie Cauley-Stein. I think that this layoff for a little bit is gonna help him and help the coaches. Understand what he can do and how he can do it. and you know, and just go from there, you know. But I think that these guys are, you know, my son loves it. He loved Luka. He loved playing with Porzingis. I mean, with Luka, the guy that can step back, make a shot, make plays, you know, a triple-double walking around all the time. You know, I think it's only thing they can do is stay healthy, and they got to win games at home, too. You know, they got to win the games at home that they play. So, but he loves it. I love watching them play, and I think they gelling. I think in the second half of the season, they're going to gel, and they're going to make some hay, and hopefully they make their way back up to, like, you know, fifth, sixth seed.
Five-time All-Star, former Golden State Warrior, Tim Hardaway, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, we always appreciate the opportunity to catch up. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.